Moogly googly great. We did it in reverse that time.
Try to.
Nope.
Second verse, same as the first.
Dreadle, dreadle, dreadle.
I made you out of clay.
I'm not doing more.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know that I think I know all the words in a dreidel song.
Well, we did most of them.
Yeah, when it's dry and ready with dreidel, I will play.
See, I did not know where to go, X, so
oh.
Ian had it.
That's because I celebrated Rosh Hashanah this year. That gives me a little more Jew cred. I love apples and honey. What can I say?
That is an easy one to celebrate. I mean,
it is. It was delicious.
I think Purim is probably the easiest to celebrate.
Maybe.
Do you get apples and honey for that?
No, it's the Jewish holiday where you get really, really drunk.
That sounds like work and pain in another day. Apples and honey, pure pleasure.
No hangover.
A sweet and fruitful new year is what I will be having. Thank you very much.
Well, nobody has jumped in yet. We're just going to do episode 400 by ourselves.
Oh. Private show.
Yeah.
That sounds dirty.
I wish it didn't, but it does.
I hear it's actually quite tasteful.
We're definitely not early. Maybe we weren't late enough.
Early.
Early in the morning.
It's my bread and butter. Ain't got no other. It's on the TV. Spins on me.
All right, I guess I'm going to message and then see who's
and
first.
The show's over. All right.
Good work, everyone.
Man, not even old man there. That's what's really surprising. Is he okay?
Yeah.
Is he online?
Is Masked Singer back on the air?
It is?
Maybe that's it.
He's running late watching. He doesn't have TV right now.
Oh, that's right.
It says he's playing Marvel Puzzle Quest. I didn't know he played on Steam.
I hear that game's popular. We should do a podcast about it.
Man, 5 years ago, that idea would have been dynamite.
That's true.
I made the mistake of looking at Twitter, and somebody is chasing a pickle around the Masked Singer stage.
There is a giant dill pickle, yes. They call me Mr. Dill. They call me Mr. Dill.
What?
Never mind.
Never.
I'm sorry, Craig, but pickle songs are not your bread and butter. There's old man.
Groan.
What's the dilly, hey. Yo?
There he is. The old man's here. Let's roll.
All right, private show just for you, old man. You can enjoy 400. Episode 400 all to yourself.
Yeah.
And instead of just typing things.
That's the end. Oh, I'm dying. Oh, I recovered.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, totally better.
All right.
I just had a delicious Gatorade. It was filled with what plants crave.
Oh. Traditional flavor or what you got?
Orange.
Orange.
Yeah. That is traditional flavor.
Oh, no, the original one was the lemon lime.
Yeah, I mean, lemon lime is the OG, but lemon lime, orange, and red are, I would say, the most classic combo.
Well, I thought for the longest time it was just lemon lime and orange.
Yeah, like, that was for years, right?
Yeah.
Very likely.
Because those were the two flavors of the Gator gum.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Which I really enjoyed the Gatorade gum.
Yes.
For about 5 minutes. And then it got gross and you had to spit it out immediately.
Yeah, but unlike Juicy Fruit, which you enjoy for 5 seconds.
Well, sure, right.
I mean, so Gator gum lasted a pretty good time.
Yeah.
That stuff was delicious.
You got any Gator gum?
You got any Gator gum? Those delicious things of Bazooka Joe gum that they gave you at babies after your meal?
Yes.
Those are the worst pieces of gum I've ever tasted in all of mankind.
The best part was that they barely lasted long enough for you to read the comic, which had like 6 words on it. Like
by the time you finished the comic, it was out of flavor. And you're like,
yeah, we lost Ian.
Oh, it's not like I heard like a bang or something. And then he just stopped talking.
Nothing like a gum tangent to get things going.
Ian.
He can do it. Come back.
Ian. That was that whole shtick on that stupid show, right? I just need to knock on a door. Ian.
I'm back.
Ian.
There we go.
Ian.
Hey, it's Craig.
All right.
Yeah, but Craig, the problem is we can't hear you knock just like we can't hear you clap.
Right. Oh, you couldn't hear me knocking?
No.
Nope.
Oh, that really loses something in the translation.
But it'll be on the recording, so, you know.
I don't know. I was knocking on my rack that's sitting next to me. Which,
Audacity
you know,
picks up everything.
And now my knuckles hurt, so I don't know if that was a good idea. But What are you gonna do?
All right, quickly start the show so that we have, since we have no idea how long it's gonna be.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 400th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. This episode brought to you by the number 400. That's the PSA.
That's a great PSA.
The only one. You can call me Craig. We got Cass 72. That is Ray. We got Sneaky Bean 15. That's Ian. And somewhere lurking in the background is the Samurai. We just call him the Samurai.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
All right, so this is the week of the 10-11 through 10-18 for the big episode 400. So we're going to do things a little bit different this week. We have made a bracket, they say, of all, I think, maybe all, anyway, a good proportion of previous Puzzle Warriors segments, and we're going to bracketize them out.
Yeah. So in the first... We do love a good bracket.
Yeah, so what do we got here? In the first bracket, we got Pump You Up going up against... Daily rewards and things. What do you guys got?
The dailies versus the boosted characters.
Yeah. Yes. Sounds like a no-brainer, right?
They're both.
Well, see, I
got to go boosted character.
I like the dailies because it keeps you informed.
They're necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was day one. That was like one of the first things we're like, well, we have to do this.
Yeah.
But as far as entertainment, Pump You Up is just, yeah, that's way.
And we still
way
have
better.
Not gotten a cease and desist letter from Dana Carvey yet about
right.
that. So,
yeah.
So score.
Right. I don't think we go too far.
All right.
I think it's like an homage.
Okay.
So that one's moving. So Pump You Up is moving on.
Pump You Up, moving on to bracket round two. All right. The second bracket in round one. Ian's Marvel Trivia versus Ray's Supports. I love trivia,
I like trivia too, but I feel like I liked, because Ray and I both did supports. Ray would do an in-game support, and I would do something like a flying buttress or something emotional support related. Do you have no recollection of the segment?
Ray would talk about an actual support in the game, and then
we'd talk
Ian
about an athletic
would...
supporter of some kind, yeah.
Right, if you can't be an athlete,
I love that.
Be an athletic supporter.
That's right.
I'm still going with trivia.
I lean towards supports just because by the end of that segment, Ian and I were pulling some stuff out of the nether realms.
I'm back.
Oh, he's back. All right.
Anybody tell me what happened in that last segment?
We've got two for trivia, and it sounds like two for supports. If you were on board with Samurai,
yeah, I liked supports because, and I was apparently saying this to no one. I liked that it was Ray and I split the segment.
Right.
Ray would talk about an in-game support. And I opened it up with talking about like a flying buttress or something emotional support related. And I thought that was a great dynamic. I loved that segment. If we had not, you know, moved our way through every support in the game so quickly, I would be happy to see that segment live again. So I'm going for
supports. We got some more supports. We could do that.
But I still don't know what they do. if you feel strongly, I'm okay with going supports.
Yeah. Okay. Supports win.
All right.
Nice.
Bracket three. We have the really going back to the OGs, Dying on the Vine.
Yes.
Versus Pop Pop. Yeah, we get so much life from Dying on the Vine back in the day. Before the game changed, that was essential to how you managed your roster.
Now, while I can't definitively prove it, I feel like I'm 95% certain that we branded that phrase,
yes,
because it sounds like one of the turn of the century colloquialisms that Craig would say and think that the kids still understand. And I feel like it also, you know, kind of caught on community wide. So I was always secretly proud of that.
No, you're right. There would be forum posts where, you know, D3 and Demiurge employees would use the phrase Vine to refer to unused covers.
Nice.
So
yeah.
Yeah, when you make an impact with the developers, that's something.
All right, so it sounds like Vine is clearly the winner.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I find the Pop-Pop segment incredibly entertaining.
Oh, my God.
But
it gave me a literal lifelong gift. it appeared.
Oh, Blackpink?
It handed me Blackpink. They now live in my area pretty regularly. They're, so, that, I mean, that was it. But then, you know, it just continued to punish me every single second after that.
I was going to say, if it had a better record than, what was it, like 1 in 15 at this point?
Yeah. Probably like one in 28.
Unless you're the Carolina Panthers, that's a good record. Yeah.
I would say the record is like 2.5. Like there was another one that was decent.
Yeah, Everglow was good.
Yeah.
Everglow was good, G-Idol was okay, and Blackpink was a game changer for me. So I'll take that. But I'm just so secretly proud of Dying on the Vine. I'm pushing for it to move forward.
All right. Yep. Bracket 4. We had the ever-changing what was going to be the top three, you know, things. The top versus the boring yet essential news. What's changing?
So I've got to admit that news is, unless you text me something, the news segment is the only way I find out new stuff about this game. Unfortunately, it is up against my number one segment that I will be advocating for all the way through the bracket until I can't, you know, continue to push for it. I loved the top three. I loved learning more about you two. I loved the creative categories that we got into. I loved how many completely unexpected answers were there and how many things that I was like, that's exactly what I thought the three of us would say. It was satisfying every single week for me.
I totally agree. News is essential. And it'll never be removed. But entertainment-wise, top three. Yeah.
I mean, there would be weeks where we'd have way more discussion on the forums and on the subreddit about offhand comments that y'all made in your top three than we would about actual Marvel Puzzle Quest stuff.
Right.
All right, top three, moving on. Nice. Bracket 5.
Uh-oh.
Now we're getting serious now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got pre-show PSAs featuring Ian.
Yeah.
Versus,
nice. I love that guy.
The pie segment. Now, while we're here, I'm going to pause for a minute because we got to discuss a pie. We're going to discuss the Atlantic Beach pie.
What? Yeah.
Right? So
we did a whole long segment about pies, and never once did Craig and I come across an Atlantic Beach pie. And then, boom,
Joel McHale.
Joe McHale's like, have some Atlantic Beach pie. And we're like, tell us more. And they're like, we will. It's got a saltine crust. And I was like, put it in my mouth.
Yeah. So saltine cracker crust. It's saltine crackers, butter and sugar bound with egg whites. And then a creamy filling made with lemon and lime juices enriched with sweetened condensed milk and egg yolks. So what do you think about that? And if you need more, you can cover it with heavy whipping cream and powdered sugar for a fluffy whipped cream topping.
I mean, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's a winner.
I will put the image there on the in the chat.
Yeah, it also looks pretty good.
Yeah, so we had never covered the Atlantic Beach pie, so I wanted to get that in here before we move forward.
Aestheticist, I love aestheticist comment. Diabetes by the slice. You are correct.
Totally.
Diabetes.
now here's the ironic thing about that pie. What's generally regarded as the best place to get this pie is nowhere near the coast.
Sure.
Crook's Corner in Chapel Hill is sort of the state magazine of record will say that is where you have to go to get the perfect slice of pie. Hmm. And I mean, I guess you can get there if you take the ferry from the Outer Banks straight to Chapel Hill, but you know, it's according to the real maps that we use, it's nowhere near the beach.
Yeah, it does that as Chef Bill Smith invented this in North Carolina in Chapel Hill. Nice. So at Crook's Corner. Yep.
Holy smokes, let's do this. Let's do this and then not visit Samurai out of spite.
I would point out that Old Man Sardine also made sure to mention that we never did cow pies. So
no one wants to eat that.
Wow, that's true.
So is there any votes for the...
Based on that, there's no chance for PSAs.
Yeah.
This is move pie right along.
Okay. Bracket 6. Oh, one of my favorites. The Superhero Showdown featuring My Comic Books from 1991 or whatever year that was. 1980-something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway. Versus Team Up Time featuring Ray.
Oh.
Sorry, I love me some Superhero Showdown because I love bringing up old unknown comic book characters.
I was going to say, I do like Team Up Time, but I feel like, well, first of all, Superhero Showdown, so nice we ran it twice.
Right.
Tells me we love it right there. Secondly, I mean, what that segment did for the careers of so many forgotten characters. I mean, Turner Dicentury, his star has never shone as bright as it has right now.
Man, once he gets into this game. That
segment turned him into an absolute hero.
I really need them to add him to this game so bad. It would be amazing.
It can't be stopped. Everybody's coming.
Well,
all the scrubs are coming to play. The bench warmers are
still no Paste Pot Pete in the game.
Samurai, what do you got?
Superhero Showdown was fun. For me, the most fun of that was rolling the matchups ahead of time, pre-show, and then having to go through four or five times to hear Craig go, nope, can't do that, can't do that, nope, that's not going to work. Because he would always roll something we just couldn't, especially after the...
That's a team, that's a planet.
Yeah, you guys kept rolling out places and things. You're like, we can't do the whole Mountain of Wondergore. Move on.
Well, no, we did teams the first year, and it right. just kind of screwed everything up, so we yeah. you know, had to adjust it along the way. But I still enjoyed that. Team-up time, to me, was I've gone back and used a couple of those teams, but I will say the most fun of that was all the different ways Ian came up with to interject a synergy segment featuring Ray.
I would say that even though it was my segment and I put the time into it and I had to put time into that. So I have a little bit of a negative toward it. I actually go back and look at the team ups every now and then to get ideas of how people work together. But the Superhero Showdown, I think, was more entertaining.
All right.
Sounds like the Showdown advances.
Yep.
Bracket seven then. Sure. We have Willie's Mailbag versus Acting Thick. Yeah.
If you need my hot take, it's Willie's Mailbag by 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Connecting with the community and the fan base is. The other segment, even though it's still live, and probably not the best time to say this, could alternately be titled, what Marvel character did this actor potentially look like? Please say that name aloud. So I'm going to put my vote for the mailbag.
Yeah, there have been times where there have been mailbag, like, there have been chains of comments based off of last week's mailbag comments. That, yeah. And like, 6 weeks later, we're still talking about something. So I got to give it to the mailbag. Those were always entertaining.
I'm totally on board with the mailbag. Absolutely.
All right.
Sweet mailbag. Moving
on. I like as you said, getting people who listen to this podcast involved. That's absolutely great.
All right. Then final bracket eight. We have featured character of the week.
Man, you haven't done that for a while.
I know. Versus the one of the maybe the OG sponsor, this guy bringing us open some tokens. This guy,
Ian Openstein.
so that I don't know. I'm a little torn on this because feature character week is very important because that's how we learned about characters. But I also want to give a shout out to our original this guy, and sponsoring that Patreon for us for a long time.
Sure, I don't know where you landed on that though. Sounds like you're in favor of both.
Well, I'm picking one. I'm going character of the week just because that's the informational, what you really need to know in this game.
Okay. I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to go token. Not only is it a classic, not only has it evolved and kept me perpetually engaged, but I mean, the segment has an element of randomness. It has an element of gambling. It has an element of surprise. I mean, really, it's got so much good
but
built in.
Don't you mean Tolkien? It's been Tokyo the whole time.
So that's where I am.
So one of the earliest episodes that I listened to you all, this is before I was involved in any way, shape, or form. And one of the episodes that got me really involved with this particular community, and it's ultimately the reason I'm on this podcast right now, is the episode where Ian had hoarded all of those tokens. And was just opening them constantly in the background. That was one of the most entertaining bits of podcast I had listened to in a long time.
Yeah, that was also the one episode that got struck down off the D3 forums.
Yeah, that did create some controversy.
Because we decided to title it something that was apparently inappropriate.
Yep.
Oh, I don't even remember what those words were. That.
Sweet. Let's not dive any further.
I remember what it was, and we do that differently today.
Go to
Ray.
You're the decider.
Am I?
I don't know. I thought Samurai Head was going to tell us what he was going to pick, but then he never. Well, did.
That was me saying tokens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm totally torn on this one because I thoroughly like the dissection of a character, like going in and hearing what their powers are again, getting reacquainted with some that we don't, usually use. I guess I'm going to have to just, I mean, it's already 2-1. I can't do a split. That'll make it even worse. So let's go with tokens because, like you said, that's one of the original segments. People apparently really enjoy the openings, which I don't quite get, but, you know, there used to be entire YouTube videos of just people opening their tokens, and they got tons of views, so...
Yeah!
It's a thing. That's like that, you know, that weird kid who opens his little eggs. He had lots of viewers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Good vote, Ray.
All right.
As the gentleman poets of Degeneration X once said, Craig, suck it!
All right, so that is round one. We'll come back for round two in, right after these further messages. In the news, I don't have much news, but if you looked at the calendar of things going on in this month, they slipped in that coming next week, there's going to be a 3-star and a 5-star character coming next week. MPQ original new versions of Peggy Carter. So clearly the 3-star has got to be like your regular Agent Carter from the TV show, right? And your 5-star has got to be a symbiote Carnage Peggy.
I totally believe
it. Yeah, I believe me too.
I don't even think it's going to be show. I don't know. It's the first one's going to be Spider Peggy, and the other one's going to be Venom Peggy.
Peggy Carter was bitten
I don't doubt by, that a for
radioactive,
a second.
By a radioactive spider dinosaur. I can't think of anyone.
Land shark.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be half shark, half dinosaur, half spider.
That's 150%.
It's like The Price is Right. We'll come back on the third half of our show.
That's what they get for getting rid of Bob Barker.
They get a hilarious host.
I don't know. I got no other news. You guys got news?
I don't. That was really brief. I loved it.
For some brief, just for basically me and Ian and maybe Sam Ryan and one or two other people news. How is the fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers are in first place with a minus 31 point differential this season? Minus 31, and they're in first place.
Everything's gone wrong in the North.
Oh, man.
Well, first of all, I don't want to hear it. Second of all, y'all finally did get, was it Pickett to Pickens? I'm going to a Panthers game at the end of the month. I'm going to get to see CJ Stroud and the Texans take them on in person, and I'm not enthused about our chances.
All right, but you need to do us a favor.
Okay.
You need to take a sign that says Fire Matt Canada and hold it up in front of a TV screen somewhere.
There have been a couple people that have done that at NC State games.
Yeah, why did you do that at the pro game?
Because that's where one of the places that he coached before Pittsburgh. In fact, he was Jacoby Brissett's coach at State. He was his offensive coordinator and quarterback coach.
Yeah.
So the man has experience ruining pro quarterbacks.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on so we get Ray back involved.
Yeah, let's do it, Doug.
Number next, acting. Thank you, Ian. Uh-huh. Who we got this week?
Oh, this week we have, you guessed it, Emily Blunt.
I bought her at a cart.
What's that?
Never mind. That's okay. An old joke making fun of my wife.
I didn't hear. So I feel like I know the reference.
It's Emily Blunt. So I bought her at the Blunt Cart because that's where you go and buy things. Is at the Blunt Cart.
Yeah. I did. I missed that. Sorry. We'll get there another time.
Who's going first? Yes. What we got?
Ray is going first.
To me, this one was easy. I didn't think about it much.
Super easy.
Wow, really? Now I'm scared. Did we get the same thing?
No.
That's possible.
Emily Blunt, to me, I look at her and her acting and what she's done, and it just completely, to me, she's Sue Storm.
Woo-hoo.
Nope. Not where I went.
No. Whoa. Tell me more. Sue Storm, say?
Is that just because she's married to Mr. Fantastic?
Well, she is also married to the guy who played Mr. Fantastic in the most recent movie. But, so maybe I was, subconsciously biased, but I don't. To me, I think she would make a great Sue Storm. I don't. That's all I got. Like, once I hit Sue Storm, I couldn't find anything else. So
nice. All right, I appreciate that level of commitment. Let's see if Craig has something comparable.
I also have something that's not the same as Ian's. I am going with. I looked at her and I started thinking around, and I think that she would pull off for me Moira MacTaggert.
Okay.
I could see that.
I don't hate that.
Yeah. I think that she would fit right into that role and put her up against, you know, Charles Xavier and, you know, and a Magneto, and they could have the whole triad going there. That is all.
Right on.
What you got?
So I suppose in my world of Marvel, what had happened in this scenario that I have come up with is they had to finally get started working on the second half of season one or two of The Nevers. Ooh. So that freed up the role of Elsa Bloodstone for Emily Blunt.
Interesting.
I did like The Nevers.
I did too. And I liked her as Elsa, mm-hmm. but I think I would also like Emily Blunt probably more.
Okay. I can see it.
Sweet. So next week.
Yeah, who we got?
Next week, you say, it is none other than Mr. Timothy Oliphant.
Ooh.
Tim Oily Pants.
All right, let's go back to the bracket.
Yeah. Hey,
all right, so in the top left bracket, we have Pump You Up versus Supports.
Yeah. Mm. Pump You Up versus the Supports. So it's the featured character. No.
No. These are boosted characters.
Boosted characters.
Yeah.
Now, as much as I really enjoy having Ian fumble his way through the boosted characters. That always, makes me smile. So I really like that. And I don't use, supports really for any reason. So I'm going feature or boosted characters.
You're going to go with the third option.
I'm also going to go with Pump You Up because, I mean, it's just, I don't know. There's something about it seems to have longevity over a lot of the other segments. It's constantly relevant because it's constantly changing. It's obviously been a little dicey because of the decade anniversary, but I'm sure we will slide right back into a comfortable routine, after that settles down, assuming
if
correspondence from the developers still exists.
If they mm-hmm. will start publishing the late week PvE back at the normal schedule. And that's one of the things, of late it's been wonky, but as much effort as I put into this, I'm ride or die for Pump You Up until it runs into the pie segment in the finals.
Nice. All right. It sounds good. I'm not either. I have nothing to really say about to support the supports. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
All right. Our bottom left quadrant. You've got the original Dying on the Vine versus the top mm-hmm. three. That's a tough one.
Yeah. I didn't mean to earlier expose my hand in any way, but my vote's that's still going to the top three.
Yeah, I think that's probably where I would go.
Yeah, I think we've given enough credit for the coining a new phrase for MPQ. I think it's carried it about as far as it can. So, top three.
If it were still a segment, I could see an argument for Dying, but yeah, top three. I mean,
right.
If top three. The only reason it's not still going on, I think, is because we just ran out of things to talk about. Like, it would have come down to, like...
Yeah, we had just burned through so many categories, and our creativity ran low. It could be revisited someday, but I'd rather just create something new.
But I
love top three.
Yeah, I think it's got more staying power than Dying on the Vine.
All right, top right quadrant, then. We've got the pie versus Superhero Showdown, and just because I'm a jerk, I've got a pie for this part of the thing too. Sorry,
I have to interject. Shout out to Aestheticist who just said, "Did that topic just die on a vine?"
So here, Ian, we have one of your favorite things you dislike the most, the good old meat pie segments. This is crawfish pie, a delicious pie loaded with crawfish and vegetables. you got a 9-inch deep dish pie crust, onions, bell pepper, celery, cayenne, white pepper, tomatoes, flour, and crawfish tails.
Mm.
So,
no, yeah, I give it a try.
I don't know. It's got lots of 5 stars on this rating page I'm looking at.
Yeah, I'll taste it. Let you know.
So I'm going to vote with Joe and say that the showdown should go forward.
No,
I'm going to vote with Ray and say showdown should go forward.
No, you guys are both
wrong. Sitting down for this. No, let me tell you something, and let me tell you why. The pie segment. Wow, the theme and the very nature and the very existence of it is delicious and important. It is only a pie segment. The superhero showdown was not only 2 awesome showdowns, it was also the sitcom showdown. And we liked it so much, it's happening right now. That's how good it is.
Yes?
The pie is just pies. I say showdown moves forward.
I hate to say it, but that last argument made me switch from pie to showdown.
I've got 2 more pies to go, you jerks.
Sorry, you can still include them, but let me just...
No, Craig, if you want to go, if pie were still here...
Right.
Because, I mean, that would be on brand for you to hijack the segment and derail us and talk about another disgusting pie.
The next 2 don't look too bad, really, you know.
Marvel Pie Quest.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys are dethroning the king of all segments. That doesn't even make sense.
I feel like I stated my case as honestly as I could.
Lower right quadrant.
Man, I am unhappy about that a lot. The fact that you guys are going to make Joe Sposto smile really upsets me, too.
Oh, no, that guy's pretty nice. I want him to live a happy full life.
I wanted him to enjoy more pies.
Well,
you can still use them.
The bottom right segment,
right.
We had Willie's mailbag versus the OG token opening.
I'm going to say that while I liked the opening of the tokens, I'm going to vote for the mailbag for the same reason I did last time. The interaction with listeners is great.
Yeah. Interaction with the community is, at risk of sounding corny, the only real purpose of the show. It is why we created the show, because we were tired of just talking between the 3 of us about it and wanted to see if we could expand on that, and did. Yeah. I'm with Ray. Mailbag, easy.
Yeah, yeah. Mailbag. Mailbag beats Ian opening Steam.
Yeah.
All right. That is round 2. Let's move on. Speaking of that mailbag, Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Uh oh. All right. So we're going to start off with. There's only a couple, but then. We're going to sandwich in something different. So start over in the D3 forums. TJ Jar Author says that the Dr. Bong clue was audiophile, which made me think we'd be getting my favorite X-Men 4-star Banshee. Bong feels like another joke character, although I'm happy they're using the Gene : I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name, but that's what I'm going with. Tom Palmer cover. Gene : rocked. All right. TJ Jawther knows way more about Marvel Comics than I ever will or ever will want
nice.
To. But I'm glad that he was happy with that.
Yeah.
And by the way, the animations for Dr. Bong, my own take, they're hilarious. So I enjoy the character. I don't think he does anything, but his animations are cute. All right. So then we'll cut over to UNC Samurai.
All right, Ian. You ready for this?
Uh-oh. I'm still not, but...
All right. For those of you who tuned in last week, you remember we had some wonderful culinary creations from the Texas State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they get better.
Uh-oh.
All right. Here's our first entry. Deep fried sushi bombs. Mm. You will not be disappointed with this big Texas twist on sushi bake with big flavor to match. Sushi rice is generously topped with imitation crab meat and perfectly seasoned salmon for a quick bake. The sushi bake is then rolled in panko breadcrumbs and deep fried until golden brown and served with a side of seaweed and yum yum dipping sauce.
I gotta say, it looks way better than it sounds.
Aesthetics raises a good point.
Oh, absolutely correct.
Once
point.
It's deep fried, I don't know if it's still technically sushi.
Sushi
right,
can be cooked.
Right, again. Yeah, you can be cooked, and you can brand it however you need to. I feel like they're just trying to convey a theme rather than an actual making a culinary statement.
I think they're trying to...
Yeah, honestly, seeing it, if you pick off those scallions, I would happily eat both of those.
I think what they're trying to convey is more deep-fried batter, but I get your point, yeah.
I tried seaweed once. No bueno.
I'm definitely going with, but this is Ian's segment, so it can be a dope.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if it's dope or not, but I would certainly try it. I would like to know more firsthand.
Would you like to know more?
So we'll say, tentatively.
Be a citizen.
I'm doing my part.
All right, number two.
Number two, the fried fireball shot.
Huh?
The fluffy, airy, melt-in-your-mouth sweetness of angel food cake meets the red-hot and fiery cinnamon flavor of fireball cinnamon malt liquor. After deep-frying to a perfect golden brown, fireball cinnamon is poured over the top and into a shot glass. You no longer have to choose between the angel or devil on your shoulder when you shoot back the fried fireball shot at the Great State Fair of Texas.
I mean, you had me at angel food cake, but I have...
But I don't want my cake
some
wet.
Some dark memories associated with fireball, so there's no way you're going to get that close enough for me to smell it, let alone drink it. Yeah, I made some bad choices in my youth.
I made myself so sick on cinnamon schnapps once that, yeah, that cinnamon booze smell is just, you know, just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Just thinking about it makes me a little bit agitated. So again, not the concoction's fault, just my own.
For your own personal reference, never split two bottles of Firewall with one other person. Of what was that stuff? Firewater. That's what it was called. The hot cinnamon schnapps while chasing every shot with a glass of Coors Light. Do not do that.
That sounds super gross.
Do not do that.
There's no need to warn people about that. No one will ever do that again.
Oh,
and has
man.
Since.
That was a bad night.
You are officially gross.
With the fear of shooting way over, let's continue.
All right. Okay. Number three, fried Texas barbecue shotgun shells. This cheesy, savory roll on a stick is the perfect state fair treat, made with slow-smoked, shredded Texas barbecue beef brisket, melted gooey Velveeta and cream cheese, seasoned with Meat Church Texas sugar rub, then rolled in a pasta sheet, wrapped up in hickory-smoked bacon, and rolled in jalapeno breadcrumbs. It's a savory bomb that's going to be nearly impossible to put down. Take a bite and enjoy the crunchy exterior with the addictive mix of flavors inside, not to mention a kick of heat.
All right, whatever jerk decided they were going to put cheese on brisket, let's start there. Don't do that. And B, Velveeta, come on.
I am willing to fly to Texas just to eat that. That's how good that sounds. I can't wait for this to make its rounds to elsewhere in the world so that it can be in my belly.
Oh, well, I think that's as pretty strong of a dope as we've ever gotten out of one of these segments.
Yeah, I'm really pumped about that.
All right, number four.
How many of these are there?
There's five. Okay. Just like always. Raspberry Chipotle Jalapeno Popper Grilled Cheese. The satisfying crunch of grilled bread, the heat of a roasted jalapeno pepper, and the savory richness of bacon come together in this specialty grilled cheese with a touch of sweetness and smoke. This is the Raspberry Chipotle Jalapeno Popper Grilled Cheese. Fresh jalapenos filled with cream cheese and raspberry chipotle jam are wrapped in bacon and roasted until crispy. Then, they're sandwiched between slices of white bread and cheddar cheese and finally griddled until golden brown, just like your mom did. It's a new take on something iconic with just a touch of the unexpected that's sure to put a smile on your face.
I don't know. I wanted to like this, but I don't like its construction. I don't like its raspberry chipotle that gives it this, I don't know, a sweetness that I won't enjoy, and it cheapens it. It makes it feel like I've gotten this jalapeno popper at Arby's and I'm dipping it in their Bronco berry
sauce.
What
if it was blueberries and you got it at the Bloomsburg Fair?
I wish I had. Regrets. I'm gonna be opposed to this, but I would be open to trying it. So this is another
regrets.
Until I hear otherwise.
Who are the chefs?
This can be found at Velasquez. They've got a link to whatever booth is selling it at the fair.
Uh-huh.
All right, and finally, because now that you're full of trying all these foods, you need a strong case of diabetes.
Yes.
The Fruity Pebble Pickle.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
Nope.
A delicious whole dill pickle wrapped in every kid's favorite fun snack. A fruit roll-up and fruit by the foot drizzled in sugar syrup and coated in one of the most popular cereals in the world, Fruity Pebbles. This is then drizzled again with strawberry snow cone syrup. It's crunchy, sweet, and delicious.
I can't imagine that sounds bad on so many levels. I can't comprehend how bad that's gotta be.
Yeah. This is such an exciting dare, though.
I told you I was gonna try and hurt your soul.
Like,
no, this is a good dill pickle.
And I like fruit by the foot. I like fruit roll-ups. I'm not that big a fan of Fruity Pebbles, but man.
I think everybody needs to join Acetatus's emote below the image.
Yeah.
It's intentionally horrifying, so I feel like I'm being challenged. I'm just trying to, you know.
I sympathize with you, Ian. However,
yeah.
I have done the fair food experimentation thing several times in my life, and there are those occasions where you have regrets, and when you do, you have very, very big regrets. For me, that was the deep fried gummy bear. I thought I was going to be sick right in front of the stand. Like, I took two bites of it, and it was just so sweet, and it was the grease and whatnot. Just I was useless for about a half hour after I tried it. So.
Oh. That's a sad story. Let's wrap up this pooping segment and get back to the game.
But doesn't mean I wouldn't at least try the pickle. You know, sometimes you gotta roll those natural ones, but you gotta try anyway.
Yeah, that thing's sketchy.
Willie, save us with something else.
The saddest part about this, to me, mm-hmm. The saddest part about this is that somebody made one of these and went, not only did I like it, but I'm going to sell it to others.
I'm going to share this with others. People will pay me to try this.
Yeesh. I mean, at this point, you've got to imagine that the folks that do, like, Major League Ballpark food and state fairs are just, like, putting ingredients on the wall and throwing darts.
I'm thinking there's probably a little disclaimer in the bottom of this thing that says, invented by my wife Sharon when she was 8.5 months pregnant.
All right. Is that it? We're wrapped
I
up?
I think I have done enough damage to Ian's psyche. Please continue.
All right, so the last comment we have this week was sent to me by our now longtime sponsor, Terrified.
Oh!
He says that this is something that Craig will love.
Uh-oh.
And here comes the image. It is Taylor Swift playing Dazzler in Deadpool 3.
Yeah, unfortunately that has been proven to not be true. But man, I am totally down for that.
Now, there were also rumors of Taylor Swift hanging out with Ryan Reynolds and someone else who's in the movie. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, that's accurate.
But Ryan Reynolds has come out and said
when they went to go see Kelsey play at Arrowhead, she brought Blake and Ryan and Hugh Jackman and Sophie Turner.
But no, Ryan Reynolds has said that did not happen. But I would totally down with it. You are correct. I would be on board.
As would I.
So there you go, Deadpool, Taylor's version.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, if you're going to put Dazzler in a movie, I mean, why not use Taylor Swift? That makes sense. But
right. After her Academy Award-winning performance in
Cats.
That's
right.
There's really no one else you could pick.
I loved it.
I loved it way more than... Oh.
The amazing Jonathan... Oh, who was it? I don't even remember what the joke is, what the actual name of that show is that was much better than Cats.
So there you go. I have had to talk about Taylor Swift 2 podcasts in a row.
All right. Thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. We're going to finish out this bracket. Let me pull the bracket back up.
Just quick update. So this is replacing the Pumped You Up segment because there wasn't one this week because there is a boss event. And I don't know if y'all have seen, but... the rewards are some 5-star Vulture covers and a new costume.
All right.
I want those things.
Oh, for Elsa Bloodstone. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like black and white. I know the show is in black and white, but I'm probably not going to be enthusiastic about getting that costume because I don't really care for black and white. I'm biased.
I understand.
I can't fault them for the concept of alternate rewards, though. I mean, we've gotten... You know, they've started giving out roster slots as rewards. Now we're getting certain costumes as progression rewards in special events. I'm down for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And apparently, according to Aestheticist, I am a colorist.
Yeah, that made me laugh, too.
I don't see why you would raise such a big hue and cry over it.
Hold on. But that was hilarious. You're fired.
All right. Where are we at?
All right. The left side of the bracket. We are down to Pump You Up versus the top three.
So let me open with my pitch first and see what we can build from there. I will tell you this. The top three was so impactful to me that to this day, I feel disappointment, stress, and anxiety for the time that I botched remembering that Clancy Brown was the Kurgan. Like, I feel terrible about that. I was really excited for that bit, and I just totally whiffed, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, I deserve to be picked last. That's why you didn't pick me, because I just whiffed. And it bugs me. It bugs me right now. The twist is that I am absolutely voting for the Pump You Up segment. Because while I loved the top three segment, it was just a bit. The Pump You Up segment, because I'm including the infographic with that, got us a whole nother Puzzle Warrior out of it. Like, it was so much more impactful to the show and to the show's dynamic and everything as a whole than the top three ever could hope to be. So I will Pumped Up segment all the way to the finale.
I don't know. Apparently you've stunned all of us.
Sorry guys. I was thoroughly convinced that Ian was going top three.
I was too. And then I thought about it, and that's what I had that realization in between segments. Plus it had so many good visual puzzles. I love visual puzzles.
I don't know. You make a really good point. I'm leaning that way now.
I will definitely I'll take that, and I'll also say that given the work I put into the boosted segment, because basically I have a system now of five or six files that I pull images from to drop templates on to streamline my process. So I've put a lot of work into making that segment to being as lazy as I can with that segment. Now that being said, you are misremembering the origins. I will post the original infographic from June of 2017.
Ooh, the hand-drawn one?
Did not involve the boosted segment. It was just y'all couldn't figure out who had what characters at what covers, and so I very crudely was just dropping cut and paste.
It's grown a little bit since then.
Except for that right side where Ian still doesn't have the character.
Well, he's got most of the four stars now.
Yeah, I definitely might have War Machine. I would not be surprised that I've made no progress on Green Goblin.
All right, well, it sounds like you got a winner there.
Nice. All
right, well, on the right side of the bracket, then, you have the 1980 whatever comic superhero showdown.
Yeah,
versus
showdown.
Willie and his mail. I mean, I
don't know. I feel like I advocated too much last time. I want to relax.
It's me. I have to vote for the showdown because, like I said, I just love me way too much digging into old pointless Marvel characters and seeing what comes up.
I totally get that, and I do find it enjoyable. But I'm gonna vote for the mailbag. So
I remain unchanged with Ray.
I knew you would be. I just say, for me,
it is both. Yeah, I mean, we'll see how far it gets, but my vote is for the mailbag.
I kind of have to agree with the aestheticist. Lumpkin conquers all.
that's a solid support for the mailbag. Excellent superhero showdown. It made it deservedly far.
What should have made it far, however, is the Hoppia pie. Yeah.
What is
Ooh,
it?
Yes.
Tell us more.
I'll post it in the thing there. So this is a traditional American pie originating from Hawaii. This chilled layer pie consists of a base of chocolate pudding and whipped cream topping. In between is a layer of hapia, which I don't have any idea if I'm pronouncing that correctly, H-A-U-P-I-A, a gelatinous coconut pudding made with coconut milk, cornstarch, and sugar. The outer shell is baked until golden brown. Before serving, this Hawaiian staple is garnished with a chocolate shaving over the whipped cream. Is a signature dish at most coffee shops and bakeries in Hawaii.
Wow, I want that.
How much would it shock the three of you to know that Craig pronounced that correctly?
All right.
Only mildly.
Yeah, only about two tiers less than it would have shocked me had Ray pronounced it correctly. Ultra rare Rayburn, see?
So, there you go.
Episode 400 has it all.
So if you're ever in, on the Kamehameha Highway, you can go to Ted's Bakery for what is apparently the number one ranked hobby of pie.
How long does it take you to drive down the Kamehameha Highway? Like 8-9 episodes?
Probably take a little time.
I'll agree with aestheticist. I'll upgrade my diabetes for that pie.
All right.
Yeah. That's pie.
You've got your big finale then all in place.
All right. What have we got? Pumped up
You've
segment?
You've got your pumped up segment and versus the mailbag.
Hans and Franz versus Willie.
I'm going to take a quick moment to reflect. If anybody is prepared, they can go ahead of anybody else.
I wasn't prepared for these two.
I'm still unhappy about it.
I am going to have to say that.
I'm going to pump you up, just so you know.
The segment of the many outweighs the needs of the one. It's the mailbag. The mailbag is representative of the entire community and the accessibility that this show allows to that community so that we can create an interactive experience for everybody to enjoy, whether they're new to the show, longtime listener, popping back in, or just, you know, curious about what these weirdos are talking about. So I'm going to go solidly in the mailbag, knowing full well how much respect I have for the competitor pump you up segment. I think that, I don't know, the mailbag, I feel, is just representative of everything that the show is about.
Also, I'll add it that I think originally it was my idea to include it as a segment, so I have to be behind it.
and so I'm going to say pump you up, so that, what, 2-2?
Yep.
So we're deadlocked. So, Craig.
Were we prepared for this?
No. I'm assuming Craig prepared a pie for this round.
Of course I did. The Lord of all pies.
Okay.
The OG of the pies. That's right. It is the return of the Stargazy pie.
Oh, nice.
The good old Cornish dish where sardines poke their heads through the crust of a savory pie filled with bacon, hard-boiled eggs, and a mustard-laced custard.
Yeah.
Heads, fish, heads, roly-poly fish.
Oh, it's,
heads,
yeah, it's the fish, whole fish. Heads, that's fish, even better. Heads,
eat them up. Yum.
So
that's so gross on so many levels.
I loved me when we first found the Stargazy pie way at the beginning. So it was making its triumphant return.
So I'm going to say, in respect to both of these segments and my argument for my segment, what we have here is what I see, at least, is a panel of three unbiased judges named Aestheticist, Sluggo, and Old Sartut, who could very easily decide which the winner is, since we are deadlocked.
Cast your vote.
I gotcha. Because there, people can respond to pump you up or mailbag with their emoji of choice.
As long as your name isn't Craig.
Yeah.
Aestheticist is not really allowed to listen to this show.
Yeah,
Ooh, it's tied! It's down to the old man!
You didn't, did we have reactions? Oh, I see. No.
But if the old man votes my way, I can still give him last singer updates.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go!
Pump you up wins.
Wow!
All right, old man.
Oh, a nail biter.
And remember, folks, you could have been here to vote if you come to the live recording listening Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern on the U.S. East Coast.
I will accept these results under protest, but I will not demand a recount, and I will not discredit the results.
Just don't organize anything for the 9th of some month to protest and try and take over things.
Right.
So there you go. That's the end of the bracket for episode 400, where the pump you up segment has triumphed overall, while still bowing down to the Stargazy pie.
Aestheticist, once again, says a fantastic, everything about this universe is wrong.
So,
oh, poor Willie.
Yeah, so we reached a point in the show where I don't remember how we were updated. Did this next segment get cut, and are we immediately going to tokens, or am I doing something? Yes, okay. Thank goodness. I will, in fact, open Steam, as I definitely already have, because it's totally prepared.
Because we only told you like three times earlier in the show.
Right. Yeah, about opening Steam. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I've got right. Only Sartre
says
tokens.
That he voted that way because he loves how bad the beginning is.
Hmm.
Oh, speaking of which, I have... Where is it? I'm going to have to do a search for this because I have the worst pump you up that was ever done.
Oh, no.
So there's an audio clip for you. It's 10 seconds long.
Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want
And we just want to pump
you up.
You up. I will check it out here in just a minute. I'm trapped, unfortunately, in Steam. So I will open a token and get out of okay. here and listen to this train wreck. All right. It's a... It's Namor, the Submariner.
Right. Imperious Rex.
Are you doing multiples, Craig?
Yeah, I've got 9.
Okay. I'll do mine, and I will take a purple for it. And it is a Venomsaurus Rex Symbiote Slam. Let the boys be boys.
All right, I've got Sandman. Number 2 is Rocket and or Groot. Here's a purple Venomsaurus Rex, tarred at no feathers. She-Thor. Polaris. Another purple. Another tarred no feathers. Cletus. Ghost. And finally, Doc Ock, a mind of their own. So, 2 purples.
Yeah, for 9, that's good.
It gets my dinosaur up to a 3-1-4. Where's your dinosaur at nowadays, Ray?
Oh, I just had him up like a 2-5-3, so not great. And I don't know when he's leaving the rotation, so I'll have to check on that. I might be opening some more tokens here just to get him champed.
The way that looks is that you're still good next week.
Yeah, it says October 19th, so.
Yeah, so the tokens are going to rotate a week from tomorrow because the season is ending Sunday night.
Okay, you should still be good to open a bunch of them next week if you'd like to wait.
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Okay. Ian, what's on the podcast network then? Thanks to this guy.
The podcast. Oh, this guy.
Oh, I had some tokens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped you.
No!
It's all right.
You get one.
Well, I got some. I'm gonna hold off on opening any of my 211 legendary tokens because I'm caught up on everyone. Oh, Ascension was really, really good to me, but I have some fan favorites tokens. So let's see if I can get some Okoye and Shang-Chi covers. That's a Fury. That's a Star Lord. Oh, Doctor Thor. Those are always good. Medusa. And Melinda May. So, 1 out of 5 ain't bad.
Yeah, Dr. Thor is the bomb.
She is swiftly replacing Onslaught as my second for Shang in PvP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can definitely,
I use her with Shang-Chi every day. All right, now Ian, tell me what's on the podcast network.
This guy. The soon-to-be-named network. You can be found at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We broadcast alongside several other excellent podcasts. If you'd like to check them out, you can find direct links to all the different shows on soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
Yep.
400 is a lot of shows, guys.
Mm, I have a conundrum. Since we skipped the Always Sunny in Xandar, it doesn't make any sense for me to give my clue for next week because we still got to do this week's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Then don't give it.
All right.
Wrap it up.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Comment suggestions. Give them to Willie and his mailbag, who finished in a close second to being the coolest part of the show. But it's only if you actually send Ray
ever.
Things. The weeks where Ray says it's empty, we get sad. So please throw us something that way. Or you can go to our webpage, click the Amazon banner. You can become a Patreon. You can go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. All those things are good. So goodbye for now. Remember, kids, 400's been a long time. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Good night.